Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very, very excited about having our good friend Gene Siciliano back on the show. I know, I'm excited too. Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen, CPA, I should say. Also, CFO, as in CFO for Rent. The author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, author of also Financial Mastery for Your Career Teacher, and he's one of the guys we turn to help us improve our financial management, improve the sophistication and the accuracy and the effectiveness of our financial management. Gene Siciliano, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, Gene, I was telling the audience earlier in the hour, that I was reminding them of something I've said for years now, and that is that most small businesses don't fail because they didn't have a good product, because customers didn't want the product, because the founder didn't work hard enough. They failed because all small businesses are undercapitalized, and if you don't manage your precious capital like a mother hen manages her eggs, then you're probably going to fail. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right on. It is amazing to me how many the small companies and small middle market even companies that we work with just don't understand how to use the financial information.
How is that still a mystery, Gene? After 10,000 years of people putting numbers together to run a, I mean, Proto Market was born 10,000 years ago. How is it after all these years, this is still a mystery?
It's not something they learn naturally. It's not, I have to go out and learn about finance and accounting, and I don't want to do that. I don't like the numbers. I get intimidated by the numbers.
If you don't like the numbers, folks, go clock in tomorrow. I'm serious.
And the problem is it costs them money. I mean, it really does.
Well, the road to hell and failure are paved with that lack of knowledge.
It is true.
Paved with the assets. Of the families that got spent trying to start the business and failing.
And you know, years ago there was almost an excuse for it because you had to work hard to get financial statements out of your accounting system. You really had to build. You had to do a lot of work to do it.
You had to build a general account, a ledger, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, today, even the most inexpensive accounting packets provide you all the basics just by a push of a button.
It's almost idiot-proof, isn't it?
Almost. But what you have to do is read them. I take on companies where they get a financial report every month, and in their minds, a financial report is an income statement. I know what my sales were. I know what my bottom line was, at least what my income statement says. And they don't look any further. They don't look at things like the balance sheet. They don't look at things like the cash flow statement. Things that give them an immense amount of information that, by the way, colors and changes the real results that they see on that P&L statement that they look at. And they don't look at them, so they don't know that. So they have problems with their business they don't realize. They have upcoming problems with their business that they don't realize. They are paying more money to the government than they should, and they don't realize that.
Right.
I mean, there's so many costs.
Well, there's so much, and there's so much waste, and you don't know where your money's going. And folks, if people wonder, Gene, where I'm getting my information, besides the fact that you and I are out there during the week, you know, where the rubber meets the road, talking to people and seeing businesses, as I've been doing now for decades. I had a guy on the other day on my show whose business it is to help companies acquire other small businesses. He's helping them grow their business that way. And in other words, instead of growing it by trying to add new sales, add sales through acquisition. And he says the biggest challenge he has is these small businesses that he wants to acquire for his clients can't prove what their business, what they're doing. They got no records.
That's scary. That's scary. And my business.
They think their tax return is their record. Honestly, I've had that happen.
I believe that.
And I've walked into a business. I've walked into a $5 million manufacturing company and said, okay, they wanted me to help them. We're in trouble. I said, okay, show me your financials, your most recent financials. This was like in March, and they showed me 2 years before tax return. She went and got it and brought it back, and it was not that year's tax return from that year before, but the one before that.
Wow. Well, that'll
Talk about old lettuce.
Yes.
Right?
That'll have some impact on their net worth for sure. That's scary.
Guess what? You know the story of that story, right? Of course they didn't. They failed. They went out of business. They couldn't. You can't do that, folks. You just can't. It's a failure wish. If you don't want to manage with the numbers, clock in tomorrow. 22, right back with Jim Siciliano.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.